There are some new developments in the case of the Wisconsin man who opened fire on a Sikh temple last Sunday. The man at the center of the attack is a 40-year-old Army veteran named Wade Michael Page. Page killed six people at the temple and wounded three others, including a police officer. Page himself died at the scene. One reason why the FBI and local police are having to piece together clues to his motive. They think it may have had something to do with Wade Page's ties to the White Power movement. The FBI held a press conference this hour to clarify what they do and do not know. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is here with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what did the FBI have to say this morning?
Well, Teresa Carlson is the special agent in charge of the FBI in the Milwaukee field office, and she said that they'd already conducted hundreds of interviews since Sunday. And just to give you the scope of this, they've issued almost 200 federal subpoenas, and 101 leads are pending as of this morning. So this is a really big investigation, and they have not clearly defined a motive at this point. There was no video in the temple itself. Apparently, their surveillance camera wasn't on. And we understand for the first time that Page was not shot to death by a police officer, but died as a result of a self-inflicted wound. He shot himself in the head.